نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Tonight is the 7th of Muharram 1446. It is only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla that we started this new year 1446, and for us it is not time for celebration. Non-Muslims, when a new year starts, they have their wine, dine and swine. So we don't have wine, dine and swine, alhamdulillah. We have time for reflection. See what Quran Sharif teaches us, wala asri. Allah Jalla wala takes qasam on time. Our honorable Ustad, he hails from Halab, Aleppo. Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, rahimahullah, is buried there in Istanbul. So he writes in his tafsir and commentary of the noble Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَقْسَمَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ ذِي شَعْنٍ. Verily Allah Jalla wa Ala takes oath on things that are very, very important. وَالْأَصْرِ. Allah takes qasam on time. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, نِعْمَتَان مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ, that there are two bounties of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Hence, majority of the people, they waste it and they squander it. Which are these two bounties? As-sihhatu wal-faragh. This health which Almighty Allah has conferred and blessed upon us with. And wal-faragh, our leisure time, our free time. Tomorrow we say we're going fishing. If we ask you, why are you going fishing? Then in English we use the expression, we're going to kill time. A Muslim never kills time, brothers. A Muslim uses his time. Always remember that. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, the great faqih, the great mufti radiallahu anhu warda of the Sahaba and of the companions, when the sun used to set, his face used to change. His students would ask him, what happened, O Ustad? He said, naqasa fihi ajali. وَلَمْ يَزِدْ فِيهِ عَمَلِي, that my lifespan is shrinking. I'm going nearer to my grave. I'm going nearer to my death. And my good deeds and righteous actions are not increased. All of us are getting old. This year, Ramadan, I was born in Ramadan. Inshallah, we see Ramadan. I myself, this Ramadan, 1446, I'll be 70 years old. Imagine. So, on the radio the other day, they told me, one person sent a message, he said, Mufti, you look like 90 years old, but you speak like a 40-year-old person. You know? So I took it as a compliment. You know? I said, you made me so young. You know? But I'm reaching 70 this year now, a few months' time. So brothers, every one of us, for us, it's not time for celebration, it's time of reflection. Remember that. What is Islam, my brothers, here in Chatsworth? See, our Mufti Sahib introduced all our people. Our Imam Sahib Qari Yusuf read. Then our brother Abdul Karim Saif read. Then the brothers read. Then the other brother read. So mashallah, all of them African brothers. So that is what we want to see. The demographics have changed in South Africa and in Africa and the world. Our message, Islam for all and all for Islam. In Islam, we don't accept that Islam is only for Indians or only for Arabs or only for this group and that group. Nay, our message is for all for Islam and Islam for all. That is our message, is international and global message. So that is my talk tonight. What is the political system in Islam and how did it evolve in the golden era of Islam? But before we reach there, we need to understand our foundation. We are here in Masjid Iqbaliya, mashallah, in Unit 2 in Chatsworth. Allah reward our Mawlana Mubarak Khan. He's a Mubarak person, blessed person, mashallah. And Allah reward him, his family. Allah reward all of you, the trustees, musallis. MashaAllah, one person asked me that, how come you were here last time and again you came? I said, no, Mubarak Khan is a magnet, so he invites us all the time. So you must remember this type of things. You must make qadr of such people. You must appreciate them. Zuhur time today, there was one program, it was not on the radio, and it was there in, I was saying Kumas. The brother said, not Kumas, it's Kumas. I said, okay, there's a tajweed mistake, you understood? So you must remember the Kumas, you see. So I read Salat next to the Muazzin. So I asked Muazzin from Malawi, I asked him, Sheikh, what's your name? He said, Yusuf. Now these Malawi brothers, they don't say Yusuf. If you ask what's their name, they will say Yusufu. Like that. Say, what's your name? Ahmadu. What's your name? Muhammadu. Like so I say, Sheikh Yusufu? He said, yes. I say, how long you Muazzin here in Kumas? Said, for 27 years. So when I started my talk, after one youngster there, Hamad, Hafiz Hamad, read, mashallah, then he's studying there in Amzinto. Then I started with that. I said, how many of you brothers know that the Muazzin is rendering Azan here for 27 years? You see, brothers, we take people for granted. Mawlana, how long are you here? 30 years? Huh? 25 years is here. See, his beard is going white and grey. So, aya jawani mein aur burhape paida ho gaya. He came here so young, smiling, and now you see he's gone greyish and whitish. You must put some mehndi, Mawlana. So, you see, I put mehndi. You see? So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, if somebody has to ask you, what is Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's name? How many of us know? His name was Hazrat Abdullah. What was his father's name? Usman. Abdullah bin Usman. But his kunya ignorant is Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. His father, Abu Quhafa. He embraced Islam on the occasion of Fatih Makkah, the conquest of Makkah. His beard was gone whitish, greyish. He, Habibuna, Rahmatul Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told him, Ya Aba Quhafa, oh you, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu anhu's father, ghayri shape, that this greyish, whitish hair of you, change it, little bird. That put other color, dye it, no problem. Put khida, put mendi. Wajtanibu sawad, but not black in color. Abstain from black. You see, today the Kala, she's 80, 70 years old, but she wants to compete with the daughter-in-law. So she also wants to dye black and all that. No. For men, women, no black. Besides black, other color is alright. You see that? It's Sahih Hadith in Sahih Muslim. What is Islam, my brothers? So I want to start there from there. Islam is a building, a structure. So you must remember our foundation is our belief structure. We must believe in our articles of faith. Today there's an attack on that. That they say Abrahamic accord. You can be a Jew, you can be a Christian, you can be a Muslim. As long as you are a good person, you're going to Jannah and you are going to paradise. We reject that totally. We say only in Islam will one find a salvation. Almighty Allah mentions, remember, in the Noble Quran, regarding Nabi Ibrahim, Khalilullah alayhi salam. See how they fooled the Arab regime. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam was not a Jew. He was not a Christian. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Nor was he, you must remember, a polytheist and idol worshipper. So who was he, Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam? وَلَا كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. He was Hanif. Your daughter, your wife's name is Hanifa. Your name is Hanif. What does it mean? You turned away from all the false ideologies and you embraced and you were born a Muslim and you remain a Muslim and you pass away with Islam. That was Akin Kana Hanifa Muslim. Only in that will we find salvation and success. So we must know our belief structure. See two things I'm telling you. We in Muharram, tonight is the 7th of Muharram. How many of us, in our books also is written, you must remember Qiyamah will come on a Friday. 100% correct. We believe in that. You open the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, Tirmidhi, various compilations, you will find it. But it's written that on 10th Muharram it will come. So where's the dalil, where's the evidence for 10th Muharram? There's no evidence for that. That came from other people. You must remember it came from Iran, it came from Iraq, and so forth and so on. We belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah. So when we speak of our belief structure, our foundation, we must have dalil, evidence and proof. From Quran Sharif, from Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to understand. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is shaheed. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu is shaheed. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is shaheed. Shaheed means martyr. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is shaheed. But who was, who is, who will always be the greatest martyr? Who? Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. The master alayhi salatu salam put the crown on his head and said, Hamza, my chacha, my kaka, my am, Basa Brur, my father's brother, that you are Sayyidu Shuhada. During the battle of Uhud, remember that, you know, his body was mutilated and so forth. Hadith authentic in Mustadrak Hakim. So we must not let others come and confuse us and blow our fuses. So that is our first foundation, our aqaid, our iman. Our first wall, the wall of ibadat. Our salat, our fasting, mashallah, tomorrow you want to fast, Monday you want to fast. Very good, it's sahih, authentic hadith. Afdalu siyam, ba'da siyami Ramadan, shahrullah al-muharram. The best fast after the compulsory mandatory fast of Ramadan is the fast, shahrullah, the month of Allah, jalla wala, the month of Muharram. So tomorrow use your leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah, we fast. For Muharram, if we have qada fast, keep qada fast. So remember that Monday is sunnah to fast. You will be rewarded multiple full time. Monday is sunnah. Muharram is a holy month, sacred month. So that is there. Ashura is Wednesday. Tuesday night is big night, auspicious night. So you keep fast Tuesday, Wednesday. Or you keep Wednesday, Thursday. Tuesday night you go to your wife, you my brothers, not girlfriend, you youngsters. You see, yeah, no girlfriend and boyfriend business. You go to your wife, you must remember, and you tell her that I heard a hadith. The Master alayhi salam said, Man wasa'a ala ayalihi wa ahlihi yawma ashura, who spent on his wife, on his children and all that, ala ahlihi wa ayalihi yawma ashura, wasa Allahu sa'ira sanati. Allah will increase the risk and sustenance for that person the whole year. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif Bayhaqi. Yeah, this is weak, but is acceptable in Fada'il. So Tuesday night, you go to your wife, you tell her, oh honey, take this money. So it's good, isn't it? For your children and so forth. Or Wednesday. So remember, but sometimes you're fasting and you forget, you know. So rather do Tuesday night and everything, and you have a nice meal at home, not restaurant and all these things. Yeah. So see, Islam, that is our first wall, our ibadat. Our second wall, mu'ashara. How we interact with people. How we interact with our wife, with our children, our neighbors, non-Muslims. Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary. Nowadays they say you can't only say masculine. You must say masculine and feminine. So we say Tom, Dick and Harry and Tom, Dick and Mary also, you see. So you must remember these things. Yeah. So we must, they're not interested in how much charity we gave, how many tahajjud rakat we raised. They look at our honesty. They look at our interaction. How do we behave with people and so forth. So that is an invitation towards it. And then our mu'amalat, our business dealings. How much fraud we Muslims are guilty of. We say the government is corrupt. You know, when we were in school, we used to hear about Alibaba and the 40 thieves. Now they're in parliament, there are 400 Alibabas. So you must remember that, yeah. Everyone is collecting and we paying. We the milking cow. You see, some doctors, I say, that you go, they put you in the intensive ward. And then they say, no, you're very ill. They keep him there, and they milk the medical aid. When it's almost finished, they say, we can't do anything for you, you better go home. The medical aid also particularly is finished almost. Yes. So that government, they make us medical, like that, milking cow. You understand? Just pay, patala, you understand? And you ask them, but where's all the money we pay? They'll say, hi, ya, azi. It just disappeared in thin air, you know. So that is... So we must ask Surah number 83, verse number 1, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُتَفِّفِينَ. Woe and destruction, you must remember, to the people who commit fraud, corruption, all these things. So that's the third wall. Foundation, our belief structure. Wall number 1, ibadat. Wall number 2, our mu'asharat. Our politics, everything comes in there. Third wall, our mu'amalat, our business. Fourth wall, our akhlaq, our character. That are we sincere? Or do we got all full pride, jealousy, envy, hatred? So because people are richer than us, people here are more successful than us, people, children must remember excelling. Now we burning with, you understand, jealousy, envy. So all this, put that together. The more you practice on it, my brothers, sisters, children, then the building will go higher and higher and higher. From ground floor, 1 floor, 10 floor, 100 floor, 5,000 floor. How high you want to make it? That is our Islam, you must remember that. So that is the introduction. So now let's start with our topic for tonight. The political system of Islam. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent 53 years in Makkah Mukarramah after the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the honorable birth, auspicious birth of the Master. Then the Hijrah and migration to Madinah Munawwara, 10 years. Now the Master alayhi salam performs Hajj. That Hajj has various names. Hajjatul Balagh. The Master alayhi salam conveyed the message to the people. On the Maidan of Arafat, he asked the people, Allah al ballaghtu, did I convey my message to you? They said, yes. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallam, took his Mubarak finger and pointed to the skies and heaven. Allahumma shahad, Allahumma shahad, Ya Allah, you bear witness. I have conveyed the message to this ummah. So therefore it's called Hajjatul Balagh. The Master alayhi salam told the ummah and how they wept and cried, لَأَلِّي لَا أَرَاكُمْ بَعْدَ آمِي هَذَا. Oh my ummah, maybe next year I will not see you when Hajj comes. How you think the Sahaba cried? That the Master who was more beloved to them than their own spouses and own parents and siblings and children is informing them, my demise is imminent and very soon I'll make parda and I'll leave this world. So Hajjatul Wida and Hajjatul Islam. It is the first Hajj he Habibuna Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed after Hajj became compulsory. So remember in Makkah, he Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed 2 Hajj. But that Hajj was not compulsory. Hajj is from time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Ma min nabiyyin illa wa qad hajja. Every Nabi, every Prophet, every Messenger alayhi salatu salam perform Hajj. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, you who come from India, Your forefathers come from this gam and this gam and this gam, Saharanpur and Palanpur and Mirzapur and, you understand, Kolwadpur and Dabelpur, lot of poor. So you African brothers, when the Indian eats, you ask them what you're eating, you say we're eating puri. You understand? Because you come from poor, so you're eating puri. You understood? Yeah. So anyway, the point I want to make, Nabi Adam, Hadith Khuzaimah. Nabi Adam alayhi salam, the first person to perform Hajj, remember from India, min al Hind, he came to Makkah Mashi and walking, and he performed Hajj and Tawaf and everything, he went to Rafat also. Our mother Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, your brother, your son went to Hajj now and came back. Which airport he landed? Jeddah. You ever wondered what's the meaning of Jeddah? Jeddah means grandmother. So when she was transferred from Jannah, she landed in Jeddah. Who? Our spiritual grandmother, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha. And then Hajj time, they met, mashallah. You know Hajj time, you meet a lot of people there. Sometimes you meet doubles also, you know. One day I was performing Tawaf, you understood. Tebe Baitullah, there's nowhere else you can meet Tawaf. One chap was running and dead, and he just met me and embraced me, started kissing me. He looked at me near, Samihni Sheikh, forgive me, wrong number. So he said, I thought you came from Egypt, man. You look just like my uncle from Egypt, you understand? When he looked near, he realized his wrong number, you understood? But he finished kiss me and all that. You know? So it was wrong kiss, you understood? So lucky no woman came, you know, so this time. So all these type of things happens, you see. In the, so that is how the Hajj started. So you must remember that. So brothers know that, right? So Hajjatul Wida, wedding farewell. Hajjatul Balagh, convey the message. Hajjatul Islam, for the Hajj. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returns with the Sahaba. It is the 18th day of Zulhijjah. It is the 10th year after the Hijrah. And there, some people, Sahaba, came to complain to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. He did this. Habibuna stopped at a place called Ghadir-e-Khum. Ghadir-e-Khum is where there is a fountain, water and so forth. Any of you know the stops and the places, remember that. So if you look today between Makkah and Medina, you will see a bottle today is called Juhfa. So this place, Ghadir-e-Khum, is right next to Juhfa. So then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, they don't speak against Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an. Man kuntu mawlahu fa aliyun mawla is sahih hadith in Musnad Ahmad and Tirmidhi. Who loves Sayyidina Ali will love me. You love me, you love Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an. Many translations, this is the easy translation. So all that happened, we believe in all the Sahaba. We must defend the honor of every companion and student of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. Then they reached Madina Munawwara from Makkah, and people were elated, delighted. The Master alayhi salam came. Muharram came. Safar came in the 11th year of the Hijrah. The Master alayhi salatu wasalam, now the month of Safar is ending, and the Master alayhi salam is saying, Wa ra'asa, I have a terrible migraine, a terrible headache. Mother Aisha says, even I'm not feeling well, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. Then the condition of the Master alayhi salatu salam deteriorated. It was the last Thursday, my brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners, Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Then what does he do, the Master alayhi salam, the Thursday? He tells Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, he informs the Sahaba radiallahu anha, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Muru Aba Bakrin fal yuswalli bin nas. Tell Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha, he must make the imamat for the people. The Isha, the Thursday night, he made the imamat. Friday, all five salat. Saturday, all five salat. Sunday, all five salat. Then Monday, when he, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made parda from this world and demise took place, inna lillahi wa inna raji'un, that Fajr salat, he, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, made imamat. 17 first salat, he, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, who made imamat. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing my direct successor, the person I selected to be your imam for your salat, should be the imam and the khalifa and the amirul mu'minin and the leader of the Muslims. You see that? So therefore, 17 salat he made imamat, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Allah speaks of this, my brothers, in the noble Quran. I'm showing you the political system, it evolves. So in Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse number 40, I'll come to the detail just now, but I want you to understand this word. The first person, the Master alayhi salatu salam, he is the most beloved, the most precious, the greatest personality in this entire universe, Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the second is him, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. In the cave they were the second. On the Musalla of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the second. When they entered Medina, he was the second. When they built Masjid al-Quba, he was the second person to place the block and the brick. When they built Masjid al-Nabawi, he was the second. Oh people, oh Ummah, you've been to Medina, Munawwara. Allah take us again and again. Bar bar haziri naseeb farma dijiye. Ya Allah take us again and again and again to Haramain Sharifain and Aqsa al-Mubarak. So remember first the Master alayhi salam, and then Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Even now he is Saniya's name. You see the miracle of Quran. So remember that is how he became the Khalifa. Everybody accepted that he should be the Khalifa and so forth. And then there was ijma and consensus and so forth. But it was not done explicitly. It was done implicitly. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Muslim Sharif. يَعْبَ اللَّهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَّا أَبَا بَكْرٍ. Allah will not allow anybody to become the Khalifa. The Muslims will not allow anybody to become my successor except him, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. See? So that is how now power came to him, to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Rabiul Awwal, the Master alayhi salatu salam's demise takes place. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is Khalifa, but short period. This is 11th year. In the 13th year, you find in Jumad al-Akhirah. So he passes away. So just 2¼ years plus minus, you see that. He is the Khalifa. But see what he accomplished. See what he did, my brothers. Allah speaks of him. Now we're speaking about 1446 Hijrah. One afternoon, fi Hadith Bukhari Sharif. At the time of Zahira. Anybody here went for Hajj this year? So this year meaning English calendar, Gregorian calendar, 2024, or last year Islamically, 1445, you know in Makkah, Mina, all that, it was 50, 51, 52 degrees. People were passing away, heat wave, you know, and so forth. Allah Ta'ala grant them all shahadat, and Allah accept all their Hajj and give them, understand, the highest stages in Jannat al-Firdaws. Tomorrow, day of Qiyamah, yub'asu yawm al-qiyamah yulabbi. They will wake up on day of Qiyamah and they will read Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. How honored they will be. Like that. Carry on. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam came when it's 50 degrees. The heat is intense. And ya Aba Bakr as-Siddiq, be ready. Anytime now we're going. From where? We're going from Makkah to Medina. Allah has given permission for the hijrah. You see that? So now we're going to go. He had the camels ready, he had everything ready. First stop, Ibn Sa'd in his Tabaqat has written, oh Ummah, everything of the Master alayhi salatu salam is well documented. From Makkah Mukarramah, central, to Medina Munawwara, central, in this journey of Hijrah, there were 23 stops. Understand? Everything documented. No time now, I'm just giving you the ishara and the signs you must know. Thereafter, the first stop. So, Medina Munawwara is that side. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Thaniyas Nain. Thaniyas Meenain, the second of the two. Left in the opposite direction. And first stop, Ghare Saud. You heard about Ghare Hira. Ghar means a narrow cave. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi. Surah number 96, the first five verses. And Kahf means, remember, a broad cave. Suratul Kahf. You see? So here in Ghar-e Sawr, 3 nights were spent there. He, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, Ya Rasulullah, please wait. Let me go inside. Oh my brothers, know what is Siddiq, know what is Ishq, know what is Adab, know what is respect and love. He goes inside Ghar-e Sawr, he cleans it up, and then where there were crevices and openings, he tore his clothes and filled in the heap, plugged all those openings and all. Ya Rasulullah, please enter. The Master alayhi salam was tired and wanted to rest. Ya Rasulullah, I will keep my feet spread out and you put your head Mubarak here on my thigh and you rest. And now his feet are like this towards the cave. Something you must remember started stinging him. Whether it was a scorpion, whether it's a snake, the hadith does not tell us. Ulama have written, but the hadith is silent on that. Open Mishkat Sharif, Manaqib Abi Bakr. Go open the virtues of Sayyidina Abu Bakr. He just didn't move to show love and respect for the Master alayhi salam. Wa aynahu tazrifan. And the tears Mubarak of Sayyidina Abu Bakr started rolling down. It fell on the countenance Mubarak, on the Chehra-i Anwar of the Master alayhi salam, right there inside Ghar-e Sawr. Allah describes the scene. Surah 9 verse 40. ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Sayyidina Abu Bakr was not concerned of himself. He was concerned of the Master. If these Quraysh and Mushrikeen, they just have to bend down, they will see us. Allah says, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell him Thaniya's name, the nearest companion, the best person to walk on this earth, after all the prophets and messengers alayhimu salam, is yaqulu li sahibihi, and you should tell him, La tahzan, no worry, no anxiety, Inna Allah ma'ana, Allah's madad, Allah's rahmat, Allah's mercy, Allah's assistance is with us. Not with me, Nabi alayhi salam, only is with us. First with the Master alayhi salam, and then with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Do we understand the sacrifice he made? This incident is finished. When they came to Medina Munawwara, one day, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu meets Sayyidina Abu Bakr and says, Ya Aba Bakr, Ya Aba Bakrin, please I ask you for one thing. What do you want, my good friend? I want your 3 nights you spend there with Nabi alayhi salam in Ghar-e Sawr. Give me 1 night of yours and I, Umar, am prepared to give you all my actions. You see, brothers, that was Sayyidina Umar. He's informing Sayyidina Abu Bakr, what sacrifice you made? We, the Ummah, are always indebted to you. You gave your life. Open Muslim Sharif, Bukhari Sharif. Inna amanna nasi alayya. The person who made the greatest ihsan upon me, fi malihi wa suhbatihi Abu Bakrin. The person who made the greatest sacrifice and helped me through his financially, who helped me with his companionship, is him, Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. That is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. I, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, repaid everybody. But him, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, I can never repay him fully. Allah will repay him. Do you understand now? That is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Therefore, he is called Siddiq. When the Master alayhi salatu salam went for the miraculous nocturnal journey, and then he came back, Sayyidina Abu Bakr was informed. He said, if the Master says so, I believe in it. And Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab all made a big understand joke of it. They ridiculed, belittled Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Said Abu Bakr, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Nakal ya kufr, kufr nabashit. So then, when the Master alayhi salam heard, said Abu Bakr is accepting and believing unconditionally for Sammahu Siddiqa. On that occasion, he called him Siddiq. See, brothers, what virtues they were. And then when the people said, Quran says, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ. You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must take the zakat from them. So they came to Sayyidina Abu Bakr and said, Allah didn't say for you. He said for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said they won't pay zakat to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, but he's Khalifa to Rasulullah. He is the first successor of the Master alayhi salam. He said, Wallahi, law mana'uni iqala. If you don't give me even one rope, you used to pay zakat to the Master alayhi salam, laqataltukum, I'll wage jihad against you. How can it happen, Ummah? How can it happen, Ummah? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is saying to this Ummah, أَيُنْقَسُ الدِّينَ وَأَنَا حَيْ. The deen must decrease, the deen less and deplete. Whilst I'm alive, it cannot happen. If you want the other translation, over my dead body will I allow these type of things. Today we took out the deen of Islam from our own homes. We took out the janaza of Islam. Are we really concerned what Nabi alayhi salam taught us? Are we really concerned what the politics of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq was? When the time came for Battle of Tabuk, 50 degrees in Medina, the khajur, the dates are smiling in their mouths, in their faces. They might just cut it and it's time for harvest. The law comes down. The month of Rajab, the 90th of the Hijrah. Sayyidina Umar Farooq says, today I'm going to beat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He brought half his wealth. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr came and he brought all his wealth. Before leaving for Tabuk, 30,000 Sahaba were prepared to leave and they left and they went to Tabuk. I went by plane to Tabuk. 1.5 hour, they had to go walking, they had to go on camel, they had to ration the dates. 30,000 Sahaba. What did you leave, Ya Abu Bakr, at home? I left Allah wa Rasulu. I brought everything, Ya Rasul. See, brother. What sacrifices they made. But when Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's time comes to leave this world, now he knows the time is imminent. He appoints Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu as his Khalifa. The Master alayhi salatu salam appointed Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq implicitly. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu appointed Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu explicitly. He told the Ummah that the second successor of the Master alayhi salatu salam will be Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. And now the time comes for death. Siddiqa Sayyidina Aisha is there. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is there. And he starts reading the verse. It's his last moments. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. Oh, beloved Aisha, my Ladli, my Sahibzadi, the beloved honorable wife of the Master, alayhi salam, your father is leaving this world now. The Sakarat is starting. You see? Our fathers, my mother was there, my father was there, and I was there. But our father, our mother, ordinary people. This is Siddiqa Akbar. This is Siddiqa, Sayyidina Aisha. For Siddiqa Akbar, Surah 9 verse 40 got revealed. For Siddiqa Akbar, Surah 9 verse 100 got revealed. For Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha, Surah Noor got revealed. Go open Surah Noor, Surah 24, verses 11 to 26, when the munafiqeen and hypocrites, they pass accusations, allegations against her. Wild, wild accusations. Mother Siddiqa said, I was 100% sure Allah will exonerate me. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will tell the Sahaba, I never ever expected. Allah will reveal verses for me, Siddiqa. She loses her necklace. Not once, she lost the necklace twice. Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu anhu opened Sunan Nasai. He says, Ma hiya bi awwali barakatikum ya ala Abi Bakr. Ya Abu Bakr, your daughter loses a necklace one time. You were upset. We were upset. Allah loved your daughter. Allah revealed the verses of Tayammum. There was no water. Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, you lost your necklace. See, time for Salat. What are you going to do? Allah said, Ya Abu Bakr, don't be like that. Wa in kuntum marda aw ala safarin. And then you can't find water and all that. Fatayammamu sa'idan tayyiba. Go make tayammum. This happened after Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, lost the necklace. The second time she lost the necklace, and then Safwan radiallahu anhu came. They entered, and the munafiqeen, hypocrites, started making the wild accusations. Allah revealed Surah Nur for Mother Aisha. That is Siddiqa, Siddiqi Ladli, Siddiqi Sahib Zadi, Siddiqi Beti. She is Siddiqa to bintu Siddiq. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu leaves this world between the mimbar, Masjid Nabawi, and between where the Master alayhi salatu salam is resting, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's lash mubarak, his honorable body is placed there. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu making performing Salatul Jannah in Riyadhul Jannah, Jannat ka tukra, and Sahaba are behind, and that is how the janazah was performed. And then it is the house of Siddiqa, my master, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is buried there. My father will be buried, Saniyasin, next to the master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now comes the time of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. It's the 13th year of the Hijrah. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ Umar. Who is Umar radiallahu ta'ala an? Sab aaye, Umar ko bulaya gaya. Umar didn't come. He was requested to come. Big difference between the two. Sayyidina Abu Bakr came, Sayyidina Usman came, Sayyidina Ali came, all came. Sayyidina Umar didn't come. Sayyidina Umar had a sword in his hand. But the Master alayhi salam went and made dua for him. Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab or bi Amr ibn Hisham. Ya Allah, bring Umar to our side or bring Amr to our side. Amr bin Hisham becomes Abu Jahl. He dies on a Friday. He dies in Ramadan, 17th Ramadan Friday, during the Battle of Badr. If somebody tells you that person died on a Friday Ramadan, what you will say? He's so honorable. But Abu Jahl died on a Friday Ramadan. But no iman, dispatched it to hell. Quran says so. You got it? He used to walk around the gullies, alleys of Makkah and say, Anal Azizul Kareem. I am very powerful. I am the most generous person. Don't mess around me. See a person walks around here, not Imam Mubarak Khan, somebody else. In Chatsworth, they say, hey, don't mess around with me. Main to Chatsworth ka Chaudhary hu. Main to yaha ka Patel hu. Main to yaha ka big shot hu. I am the big shot here. Don't mess around with me. So that is what he used to do. So Allah tells us in Surah Dukhan, Surah 44, you Aba Jahl, zuk, taste now the punishment of Jahannam. Innaka antal azizul kareem. Allah is repeating, telling him what he is to tell the people. You said you're very powerful. You said you're very generous. Now help yourself. The water, boiling water is coming. The Shajarat al-Zakum, the terrible tree, and the pungent tree with the terrible fruit, he has to eat it. Everlasting punishment. See, brothers, how Allah punishes. So, Sayyidina Umar, dua is accepted for him. You know how he embraced Islam? He was going with a sword in his hand, and Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu, Aina turid ya Umar, where are you going? I'm going by him, meaning Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, what you worried about Nabi alayhi salam? Now go see your sister. She embraced Islam, Fatima. He said, what? When he went there, so she and her husband, Sa'id bin Zaid, they were reading, making ta'aleem, Surah Taha. And he said, open the door. And he hit both of them, assaulted them. But this Umar, he felt ashamed. And he said, how can I be such a cruel person? I beat up my sister, assaulted my brother in. Said, okay, show me the paper, the scroll. He said, we can't show you. You're not Pak. You're not Muslim. You're Mushrik. He said, what must I do? He said, go make ghusl. Then they showed him. Subhanallah. Now I must bring Iman. Now he comes with sword in hand. Safa Marwa. So next to Safa is Dari Arqam, the Sahabi's house. The first madrasa in the history of Islam. And still sword in hand. The Sahaba saying, Ya Rasulullah, Umar is coming and he got sword, leave him. He enters, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammad abdu Rasulu. The Sahaba first time in unison, in chorus, they shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Aslama Umar, Aslama Umar. Today Umar has embraced Islam. They were so elated, delighted. Jibreel alayhi salam comes, go open Mishkat. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, Not only are the people on the land and sand happy, we the malaika in the skies are rejoicing today. Umar embraced Islam. That is Umar. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ Umar. Umar radiallahu anhu, what he said on the farsh, Allah would send from the arsh. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, وَافَقْتُ رَبِّي فِي ثَلَاثٍ. That I told Ya Rasulullah, we perform tawaf. Why not behind Maqam Ibrahim? We read Salat Ya Rasulullah. Maqam Ibrahim was not where it is today in those days. The personality who brought it back today where it is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. In time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mulasiqan bil bayt. It was like a scaffolding attached to the Baytullah. Time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq attached to the Baytullah. But it was still causing a bit of hindrance. So then Sayyidina Umar brought it back. Obviously that gold and all that the government's put. But the place bringing it there was Sayyidina Umar radiallahu. So he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us read Salat here behind Maqam Ibrahim. The Master listened, said, no, we must wait. Allah said, what Umar said is right. وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُسْوَلَّا. Go read Salat behind Maqam Ibrahim. Imagine, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu. He said, Ya Rasulullah, Quran says, Surah 33, verse number 6, وَأَزْوَاجُهُ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ. Your honorable spouses, your honorable wives, Sayyida Sauda, Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa, all of them, they are the mothers of this ummah. How can we, the ummah, be seeing the faces of these honorable wives of yours? How can we be seeing their beauty and jamal? It's not right, Ya Rasulullah. Allah Jalla Wala said what Sayyidina Umar said is right. Allah revealed the verse. You hearing, my sisters? وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُنَّ فَاسْأَلُوهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ. When you go and you want to send something to the Master alayhi salam, then between you and the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam, there will be a curtain, a veil. And the law is not for them only, the law is for all the women. Surah 33 verse 59. Ya ayyuha nabi, qul li azwajik wa banatik wa nisa'il mu'minina yudnina alayhinna min jalabibihin. O your Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell your honorable wives, tell your beloved four daughters, tell the believing man that they are women, my wife, my mother, my daughter, my sister, my niece, that you have to cover your body, face when you go out in front of strangers. That is Sayyidina Umar. Sayyidina Umar, the battle of Badr took place. Muslims dispatched 70 of them to hell, like what our Hamas are doing to the Jutlas, you understand? Sending them straight to hell, and many of them are in transit. You understand? They're going to get roasted and toasted very soon, inshallah. You're making dua for Gaza. You're making dua for Gaza. Yesterday, these shaitans, we call them shaitans, the super terrorists, America, Britain, and all of them in Israel, they said they're looking for Muhammad Daif. Do you know Muhammad Daif? Muhammad Daif is running the operation in Gaza on the ground. Yahya Sinwar is running the operation in the tunnels underground. And they're looking for them. Yesterday, now when I was coming with my nephew, Mona Ismail, so I was listening to the news, the English news didn't carry it, the Afrikaans news carried it. They say, and Hamas, 71 people became shuhada and martyrs, got killed. More than 300 wounded. The Israeli army has not commented. Why? Because they murdered and martyred all civilians, women, children and all that. What you call a nation like that? You call them baby killers. You call them mass murderers. You call them super terrorists. Quran says they murdered prophets and messengers. فَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. They tried to assassinate Nabi Isa alayhi salam. They tried to assassinate Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam. This is the nation, a cursed nation they are. Now I'm speaking to you Saturday night here in Chatsworth. They are marching now, hundreds of thousands of them. Allah has made it such for them. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. Surah 59 verse 14, you think the Jutlas are united? Nay, their hearts are totally fragmented. You must remember that. So Allah Ta'ala has cursed them. Or forever they'll be punished, you must remember. Quran says so. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. So they will always be punished. Whether it's Hitler, whether it's Hamas, whether it's Abdul Qadir Husseini. You know Abdul Qadir Husseini? Who's Abdul Qadir Husseini? Not this Abdul Qadir Husseini who's alive. Abdul Qadir Husseini who passed away in April, in 1948, and in May, then on the 14th May, they announced that the new country has been established, Israel. He fought, and he took on the British, he took on the Jutlas, he took them all on, but his small little army. And he gave their life and taught the world what is jihad. Go read the story of Abdul Qadir Husseini. He passed away as shaheed in 1948. Go read the story of Izzuddin al-Qassam, the Qassam Brigade. In 1933, how he took the enemies on and he revived the whole spirit of jihad in Palestine. These are our people. You worried about who's going to win Wimbledon? Who's going to worry the World Cup? Who's going to worry the Euro Cup? What is going to help you? The men are busy with Hollywood. The women are busy with Bollywood. The children are busy with Robin Hood. And then we all become Shaitan Hood. Is that what you want? No, Ummah, it can't happen like that. We got more important things to worry about, remember. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, one personality. Battle of Badr, 70 dispatched to Jahannam. 70 taken as captives. Ya Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mashura. What you all say, Sahaba? They said, let us take ransom from them. They pay us, we give them freedom. Sayyidina Umar's one personality said, Ya Rasulullah, my rai, my suggestion, we must kill them all. Whole lot, 70 of them. We must kill them. Allah said, لَوْلَا كِتَابٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لَمَسَّكُمْ فِي مَا أَخَذْتُمْ فِيهِ لَأَذَابٌ مَسَّكُمْ أَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. That if there was not a choice given, then a punishment should come to you. What Sayyidina Umar said is right, you should have killed them. Two options were given, one to kill or take ransom. Sahaba said take ransom. Allah said that is permissible, but a better option should be killed. You see that? That is what Sayyidina Umar, that is Umar, understand. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to walk in Medina, the shaitan used to see, take a U-turn and run away. When I go with Alhamdulillah, we've been several times with Allah's help, Makkah, Medina, all. So I see these people from Iran, they come and they see Babe Umar. They look, they take a U-turn and they run away. I said, Sadaqa Rasulullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke the truth. Even after the demise of Umar, when they see the door of Umar, they make U-turn and they go through another door. The shaitans. So that's what they call shaitan. You must remember. Who is Umar radiallahu anhu? Go study, you must remember. Total the world of that time, he conquered, you must remember. Your Syria, your Iran, your Iraq, your Palestine, all conquered during the time of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu. What manaqib and virtues? Awwaliyat Umar. When he came to Palestine, what he told Sufyanus. Sufyanus was crying and he handed the keys. Sayyidina Umar told him that we will not touch your churches. We will not touch your monasteries. We are people of justice. Imagine. Today they want to come and tell us we are the terrorists, but we are protecting their churches and monasteries and all these places of theirs. You must present all this to the world. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is reading, performing Fajr Salat. And then Fajr time is dark. Khairuz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi comes and remember with a dagger because he complained to Sayyidina Umar about his master Mughira bin Shu'bah. Sayyidina Umar said, no, what Mughira is doing is correct. You are wrong. So he had the grudge. Fajr time is dark. So there they would read Fajr Salat in ghalas, in the darkness. So with a dagger he stabbed Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala collapses. Abdullah bin Abbas continues with the salat, mas'alatul istikhlaf. You carry on with the salat and so forth. He asked who stabbed. They said, Fayruz Abu Lu'lu, the fire worshipper. He said, Alhamdulillah, it wasn't a Muslim. Few days he stayed alive. the political system. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed implicitly who my Khalifa must be, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq appointed and designated Sayyidina Umar to be his leader. You understand? And successor. And thereafter, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, in the 3-4 days, he said, you Sahaba, 6 of you must make a shura. You must have a consultative committee. And among the 6 of you, you must choose who will be Khalifa. And within 3 days, the decision must be made. See Sayyidina Umar's foresight, insight. So remember, he's still there. And remember, the Ummat is coming to very well. Go open Bukhari Sharif. The whole incident is there. The men came and cried, bidding farewell to Umar and Farooq. And the women came in parda hijab, coming to make farewell. The children came to bid farewell to this son of Islam, this warrior of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu warda. And then he told Abdullah, his beloved son, go to Mother Aisha and ask her, this is a humble request from me, Amirul Mu'mineen, that I want to be buried next to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, next to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. She gives permission, very good. He calls him again and says, Ya Abdullah, I'm still Amirul Mu'mineen, therefore maybe, she said, yes. After I pass away, go again to Mother Aisha and ask her. There'll be another Khalifa because I'll be gone. And then go ask her if she still allows me. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, he cried to Allah, Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik. وَجَلْ مَوْتِي بِبَلَدِ رَسُولِكِ Ya Allah, let me pass away in Madinah Munawwara. Make me such that I pass away as a shaheed in your path. Imagine, they love shahadat. They love to be martyrs. Allah accepted Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen's dua, greater than what he asked for. He asked for martyrdom, he received it. He asked for death in Madinah, he received it. He never asked directly to Allah. He requested to Hazrat Aisha via his son, I want to be buried right next to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr. That also Allah gave him. Who can question Umar? When I went to Iran, I'm finishing up now, my brothers, then we're making dua. So you must remember, when I went to Iran 2013, this person who murdered Sayyidina Umar, Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, I told my driver, Zahri, take me to that place. It was the 5th of Rabiul Awal Friday, 2013 Friday it was. He took me to the place where the Shias, they hate Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar. They made a shrine, a mazar, for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu. And they call him Baba Shuja'uddin. You are the bravest person, you did the best deed, you murdered Sayyidina Umar. And you want to come tell me the Muslim? Can such people be Muslim? I'm asking you. Think properly, brothers, where we are going to. So make dua. Tomorrow we'll continue, inshallah. Our program after Fajr, we will be there in Ispingo Beach, the Jami Masjid. And that is 6 o'clock Jamaat. And then Nasiha there in Ispingo Beach, the big Masjid, Jami Masjid. Then 2 to 4, inshallah, Q&A. Then tomorrow night in Masjid Mahmood, where the Maulana Badats are, the two brothers. So I call them Maulana Badat Square, you understand? So you must remember this. So tomorrow we'll continue, inshallah, that what happened during the time of Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Hassan, and all of that. Inshallah, that will be our topic. And make dua for us, make dua for the Ummah, make dua for Gaza. Allah grant them victory. Allah decimate and destroy the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. And Almighty Allah protect all our masajid. Today I phoned the brother that day in Durban North. I asked him, that's the same masjid you took me. He said, same masjid. See what happened there in Durban North. Masjidul Rahman. So brothers, I beg you, sisters, children, cry to Allah, Ya Allah, protect Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, and protect all our masajid throughout the world. Remember, the enemies cannot be. They hate it when they see the minaret going up, they see the dome going up, they see the noor of Islam spreading and so forth. But Allah told us, the more they try to extinguish Islam, Allah will let Islam spread further. Surah number 61, verse number 8. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau karihal kafirun. Allah will let the nur of Islam spread throughout the whole world, even though the non-Muslims, they hate it and detest it. So cry to Allah, Ya Allah, use me, use us, use Chatsworth, use all of us, so that we take this radiance nur of Islam and spread it throughout the whole world. We thank Maulana Mubarak, we thank all of you, we thank the Capital Group, we thank the trustees of Ansar and Sirius FM. We make dua now, inshallah. We thank our brother Dawood Monli, Muhammad Salim Asmal, and Moana Ismail Kareem, and everybody, mashallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wa mursaleen, Muhammadu wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhab an-nar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Allahumma izzil Islam wal Muslimin, Allahumma ansuril Islam wal Muslimin, Allahumma ansuril Mujahideen wal Mustadafeen fi kulli makan ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma alayka bil Yahudi zalimin al muhtallin al ghasibin. Allahumma ahsim adada waqtilhum badada wa la tubqi minhum ahada. Allahumma alayka bil Yahudi zalimin al muhtallin wa man walahum. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم تقبل شهداءهم يا رب العالمين اللهم عاف جرحاهم اللهم اشف مرضاهم قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين. اللهم احفظ مساجدنا كلها في العالم كله يا رب العالمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين آمين. Whenever we finish our own dua also, we should say Ameen. Ameen means Allahumma stajib dua'ana. Ya Allah, accept our dua. Allah give us tawfiq.